I love that Buck Swope.
Buck Swope's an interesting cat.
This is as creepy a guy as you'll ever encounter.
That's right, Buck Swope.
Buck Swope, who Doug really is not comfortable with Buck Swope.
Kind of a shutter spook.
Swope's one of the best in the business, for my money.
Buck Swope?
Buck Swope asked Doug his preference on shrubs.
Ah!
I may sue Buck Swope.
Buck Swope is struck.
I'm pretty high on Swope. If we need an old audio clip, Swope's going to have it.
Why?
I don't know. I just know he does. The wonderful Buck Swope. You know Buck Swope?
Well, yeah. Seem to have kind of an issue with Buck Swope.
Right. It always goes back to Swope.
Buck Swope.
Buck Swope.
Buck Swope.
Buck Swope. Buck Swope. Mr. Buck T. Swope.
What's up, kids? You're listening to Swope's Picks, Episode 19, The Joshua. A little later, we'll be joined by Jay Boyd. But right now, let's flash back to January 2010.
Well, get on with it, muff.
Get on with it, muff.
Well, get on with it, muff.
It is 2 weeks from Sunday. It's the InsideSTL.com Girl Next Door of the Year / AFC-NFC Championship Game Party. And then also, our special guest, who will be in studio today here on this program at 8:20, not only will he be judging, but he will be performing, and that is Jaquan of Tipsy fame. Jaquan, Doug, you love Tipsy.
I've got all of their Christmas albums.
It's one guy. It's one guy, so that would not be they.
Yeah. His.
Everybody in the club getting tipsy, Doug?
Joe, you have that mix?
Yeah.
You don't have it ready. Perfect.
I'm sure he's big.
He is.
I don't think I know him.
Your kids know him.
Yeah, I guarantee you that.
Yeah, they probably do.
Jaquan, not only has he had that hit and performing, he will be performing at Lumiere Place. It's not going to be like a concert, but he's going to perform a couple. And he has now moved also into producing, and he's working with Jermaine Dupri. Now, that probably means nothing to some people. Of course, it means a lot to Doug.
Jermaine Dupri. I've got most of his Christmas albums.
Well, he's a producer.
Oh.
Is he still with Janet?
And he is married to Janet Jackson, I believe.
Is he?
Yeah,
Jermaine Dupri. Very short.
He is also very short. That's Jaquan's working with him, and he's developing new artists. And one of the new artists is a St. Louis guy by the name of Joshua.
So Jaquan will be one of the judges.
Jaquan and his artist that he's developing, who's also going to perform a couple of songs at probably as the girls are walking the runway at some point, Joshua, who will also be in studio today, are going to be in studio, and they're going to be judging and performing.
I'll be your boy Foy. I'll be your boy Foy.
You're listening to Joshua, one of the new artists Jaquan is working with, and Joshua is here. Jaquan is on his way to the Team 1380 Studios.
I'll be your boy, Foy. I'll be your boy, Foy.
You're listening to the ITD Morning After on Team 1380 and Team1380.net. Now back to Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Jimmy the Cat Hayes.
You recognize this one? One of the top songs in the country.
Yeah.
Tipsy, Jaquan, Joshua in studio here on the ITD Morning After. Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up,
good
morning to you.
Thank you very much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And we are very excited to have both of you guys at the InsideSTL.com Girl Next Door of the Year party as judges and as performers.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What do you think about judging the ladies, Jaquan? Are you prepared for something like that?
Oh,
Yeah, I'm trying to find me one.
you'll have 15 to choose from.
Yeah.
We've talked about it.
I think that's enough.
We've talked about it. We want to meet each girl the night before. And
individually.
Just have an interview.
Yeah.
Like to see their outfits, things of that nature.
Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, sir.
Me and Josh don't get to see a lot of each other these days.
Why is that? I had lunch with you guys a couple weeks ago.
Because both of us on the road, you know, like doing promo right now.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Joshua, I got your CD. We played a few of the songs here coming back from break. Over the last,
that,
absolutely, man. And you have partnered here with Jaquan, and it sounds like you guys got a good thing going.
It's going well.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Josh is incredible. Josh is incredible.
And you appear on the songs there, and are you producing? Is that the relationship?
Yeah. I'm producing. I'm getting too much money off Josh's songs.
Is that right?
it's just all about Josh right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stalked him for about a year to get here.
And you guys are both from St. Louis?
Yeah.
St. Louis. Josh, you're from
the county part.
Yeah,
the
county part, south.
And you're from the city
south.
Part.
Yeah,
I thought you were like Rock Hill.
No,
I got bad information. Yeah. Witch, that's you. The witch gave me bad information.
That's John. But I'm from South St. Louis.
You're from South City?
Yeah.
Same here.
Uh-huh.
Probably different parts, if I had to guess.
Yeah, Winnebago. Winnebago,
right.
Grand Area.
All right,
by the Buttery.
And you are from?
Down south.
Down south?
Yep, down in way south.
Where? What high school? Because I have to ask that as a
Fox High School.
Fox High, home of the Warriors. They still the Warriors, or that become politically incorrect?
Yeah, no, they're Warriors still.
Still Warriors, good for you. Yeah. Holding
Josh, was you popular in high school, Josh?
No, not really.
Please don't dig up no old pictures of Josh. he signed with Hood High Music now.
What about you, Jaquan? Where'd you go?
I went to Normandy.
Normandy.
Me and my brother Lawrence Maroney, who played for the Patriots.
You know him well?
Very well.
Really? Is that right?
All we do is gamble.
And this I did check this before I went to Wikipedia, but it says here, 12 years old, you were dealing drugs. That's true?
That is.
How did that happen? I asked him before if I
okay,
could
well,
ask
let
him
me
about
ask,
it.
Let me ask my attorney. Okay, if it was in the past 10, can I speak on it?
Once again, off the record.
Okay, yeah, off the record.
That's a confirmation.
Yeah, off the record. I guess they would have had to catch me then, right?
Right. Okay. I did ask him about it during the break.
The IRS and FBI are listening closely. Jaquan and Joshua in studio right now on the ITV Morning After. But you start working with Joshua and developing with him. Tell us about what's going on here.
Okay, so this is how the whole like me writing thing came about. I started off writing for Jermaine Dupri.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if y'all familiar with Bow Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so me and Bow Wow put out the song Fresh As I'm Is. You ain't ride, you ain't bumping like I'm bumping. And it was real big. I was like, I just want to get on the writer side and the producer side.
And why is that? Is there more money in there?
It depends on what type of artist you is. You know what I'm saying? See, I make money either way, but I'm a greedy type of person.
Right, I respect that.
Yeah, so I want all the money.
I heard Jaquan, the three songs on the CD from Joshua, and I can tell that stuff, it's going to get some airplay and it's going to be successful.
Thank you.
It will be.
It really is.
It will
we played a few of them here. What do you like about Joshua, and what do you think listeners will like about Joshua?
First off, you know, he's a nice looking guy. Girls like him, first off.
You have 4-on-1, Joshua?
No.
You haven't gotten there yet?
No, not even close.
Really? Still 1-on-1.
Just 1-on-1?
I'll be lucky if I can get 1-on-1 these days. They're like, Joshua who? I'm like, I'm with Jaquan. They're like, well, where's he at?
And so you don't want to say that either, because that's a quick way to lose it, too.
He's not in the power play yet.
Whatever you tell him to do, he can do.
All right.
Whatever. And plus, I used to be a singer before I was a rapper.
Is that right?
So
the people don't know that.
The
R&B
side
out sing.
You can do a little warbling.
Can sing.
Yeah,
you can. So with this album, what what would you say is the type of sound for our listeners?
I mean,
they heard a few
pop.
Of the cuts. Yeah,
I'd say it's pop. Top 40.
Yeah,
but it's a mix. I'm gonna tell you something, and this is not a racist statement. Okay, every time a white like artist get with a black artist that's really good. And they put that into it too. It's like it's big. Like Justin Timberlake. You can tell like Tim Limby behind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You got Robin Thicke and Lil Wayne.
Robin Thicke. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just soulful. Like and it's whatever they do is gonna be to the extreme. You know what I'm saying? To where it'll cross back over.
Right.
And that's the whole key. That's what we're going for.
I'll be your boy Foy. I'll be your boy Foy.
Y'all with me? Y'all with me? Let's do this.
You're listening to the ITD Morning After on Team 1380 and Team1380.net. Now back to Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Jimmy the Cat Hayes.
Joshua's in studio. He'll be performing along with Jaquan on Sunday at the Inside STL Girls Next Door of the Year party. Excited about performing, man?
Very excited. Can't wait.
You guys have some big record execs coming in, from what I understand, to watch you guys perform.
Yeah, it's going to go good. We're going to do two or three.
All right, two
it's
or three.
It's going to be hot.
Plus, you get to judge these ladies. You
see, that's what I hear.
What do you think of Nikki right there? She's in the contest.
I think she's beautiful.
Thank you.
She's gorgeous.
What do you think?
There's a lot of hot girls.
Yeah?
You'll enjoy them all, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm going to have interviews with them beforehand.
I think he was already interviewing them while we were on break.
Yeah.
There were some private interviews. Caden, there's a lot of private interview requests for these girls' time, I see.
That's just how it's done.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Tell me a little about
yourself. What are your interests? What do you like to do?
You guys will be performing at halftime of the Saints-Vikings. You'll be judging in between the two games. And you, Jaquan, Caden here, and Hannah Hercules, Timberfake. Are you familiar with Timberfake's work?
I am.
He's a pretty good one.
Yeah, he's great.
How are you familiar with his work?
He's talented. I've never heard of the guy.
He's kind of got the white guy Eminem thing going, you know what I mean?
Okay. Little hip-hop dude.
Exactly. But it's kind of pathetic.
Like, what's up? How you doing, man?
Exactly. Except he's, you know, like
playing it off.
My height and weighs about 100 pounds. So it doesn't really work too well for him. Uh-huh. You guys will be performing. Jaquan will be performing. Tipsy, and we are looking forward to you guys judging. What do you like in a last, Joshua?
Oh, well, where do I start? I don't know. I guess poise, appearance, a great body.
Yeah, a great body.
Yeah.
Any hair color, eye color, breast size,
no,
ass
not,
size? You got any,
no.
anything like that?
I'm an ass guy, kind of.
Are you?
Yeah,
are
I
you?
Have good ass.
Joshua, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you for
it,
having us. We're really excited. Appreciate everything.
We are looking forward to the performances on Sunday.
I'll be your boy, Foy. I'll be your boy, Foy.
Yeah, I got a crib. You know I got a yacht. Enough about me. And tell me what you got. Try to read me. Yeah, yeah. But give me a minute. You will not leave me. Tell me if you all remember this one. You remember this one? Jaquan St. Louis. You guys remember this one?
Let's do it.
Jaquan, get up here with me.
Tell
Come
me
on.
Drop it.
Yeah. Oh!
Yeah.
Hey! Ho! Oh. Oh. Ho!
Yeah.
Hey! Here comes the
three. To the
one. Homeboy tripping here. No, I got it coming. When it comes to popping, we do this for fun. You ain't got one, nigga. You better run.
I'll be your boy, Foy. I'll be your boy, Foy.
She keeps an attitude. She went to a private school. And tell me you've seen her. She drives a red beamer. Just like her auntie do. I drive a simple car. I do not eat caviar. I do not think it. I'm gonna make it. My mom says that I'm a star. She says she's too old for me. I told her get close to me. I'll be your boyfriend. You'll be my girlfriend. You'll never let go of me. She says she's too old for me.
I'll be your boy, Foy. I'll be your boy, Foy.
Producer Joe and this guy really got along, Joshua, yesterday. Joshua performed as well.
How'd that go?
Great performance. Joe, how'd you like the...
Oh, dude. I saw the... I didn't... He performed twice, did he not? Or just one time?
Just one time.
Oh, then I saw
so
the... It was
good, though. It felt like it was...
I saw the only performance then, and I thought it was really, really good. I was pleasantly surprised. And I'm a music critic. I'm a hard guy to impress, and Joshua really blew my socks off.
Yep.
So where is he on the ladder of stardom? He's on his way up, or he's had his first big release?
No,
or...
he's on his way up.
I'll be your boy, Foy. I'll be your boy, Foy.
The Joshua video is up. So far, the feedback hasn't been as positive as producer Joe thought it would be.
Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know. Why. Producer Joe, why didn't you think the feedback would be?
I thought the feedback would be very, very positive. I thought it was a very unique performance.
I'm looking at the video right now. I tell you what, he's a smooth dog.
Smooth dog.
Because he's dancing around, and then the girls next door are doing a little bumping and grinding right there with him.
Yep, he is a ladies' man.
Then that Jaquan comes out, performs Tipsy, which is a sick kite.
It's a sick kite.
My earbuds are messed up.
You think Joshua will hit it big and be a big star someday?
Joe, what do you think?
Oh, I think he'll be huge. But I'm watching one of the girls next door grind on Joshua right now on the video.
Naughty, naughty, good and toddy.
The ladies love his style.
I'll be your boy, Foy. I'll be your boy, Foy.
Colby Rasmus's walk-up music.
He is playing Joshua's She Says She's Too Old For Me Tonight, Doug.
I heard that. He said
it's
that
been
on this
delivered.
Been delivered. The virus has been delivered. And by virus, I mean that affection.
Not only that, I confirmed with Colby Rasmus that it would be all right if we go ahead and play that for his first at-bat. He said yes. Having gotten the green light, I sprinted.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't even take the elevator. I sprinted up the stairs to the scoreboard control
shooting
room.
Match.
Control room.
Oh.
Where the gentleman that runs the music for the in-house ceremony, scoreboard, what have you.
John Hewlett.
No, it is not John Hewlett who runs the board.
Ernie Hayes.
No, he's tickling the ivory.
I handed this guy. He was in the middle of mixing something for the scoreboard. So I'm waiting for this gentleman to finish up. He gave me like the, hold on, I'll be with you in a second. And he looks at me and he says, is this the Rasmus music? He knew what I was there for. I said, cut one, please. And I said, and I don't want to get anyone in trouble, I said, I just confirmed it with Colby. If you'd like to reconfirm, that'd be fine. So I believe all systems are go tonight.
For just the first at-bat? Why not every at-bat?
Yeah, agreed. I'll take what we can get, though.
I'll be your boy, Foy. I'll be your boy, Foy.
So Friday night, Doug, Colby Rasmus of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes.
Well, he came into the game on a tear. He had the highest batting average on the club. He was hitting .344, had gotten hits in 12 of his last 21 at-bats. And in the second
inning... What could slow him down?
Probably nothing.
In the second inning, there was a sick beat played over the Busch Stadium PA system. And it was a little song by a future star named Joshua.
Crowd go nuts?
I couldn't tell because Ricky Horton was talking, but the cat, you were there.
I actually went outside, and I heard it. Crowd didn't know, didn't care. I checked with Colby before I gave the music to the scoreboard guy. And then later, the guy that runs the scoreboard said, I said, just play it once. And he's like, now, does he want this or do you want this? And I go, I checked with him, and he said it was fine. And he said, okay, and sure enough, they played it.
Colby Rasmus lines out in his first at-bat. In his second...
He hit into some tough luck.
He did.
Wait, the guy also said to me, our hottest player wants to change something. I never thought of it that way. But it was really... it was foreshadowing as to what was coming.
His second at-bat, what a treat for the fans, because I think people at Busch Stadium really enjoyed the first... cut of Joshua's girlfriend. Joe, just for people who haven't heard the beat, do you have, I know the board's acting a little funny today. It's not a good day for the board, but this is the music that Colby came up to on Friday night. Yep, right here. This is the one.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Why wouldn't you want that?
Actually, this part didn't air. I had him cue it up right to when the music starts. Hold on. I'll tell you where it goes, Doug. Right here. She says she's too old. This was playing at Busch Stadium. Ridiculous as it is.
So, naturally, I get a bunch of texts immediately when that happens. Twitter and Facebook and all that, people were amused by it. He lines out. What a treat for viewers and people at the ball game, and Colby especially. Nice.
There's another one.
If there's another call of a fan. When he came up again, the music was played a second time.
Well, sure it was.
And he struck out.
Oh, come on, Blue, that's outside.
Okay. When I heard it the second time, I thought to myself, And then he struck out.
Pitch is outside.
The pitch was outside.
And I thought to myself, this isn't good for us, considering I'm the guy that double-checked with Colby, so now I'm the face of it, and Tim, who got offered a house by Joshua.
Oh, I'm going to blow that part of the story.
Sorry. But I immediately, as the order was about to turn over, I text the scoreboard, let's get rid of Colby's new music. He's 0-2, and I got a text back. Colby already called. His new music is already his old music.
So he's blaming the music for his strikeout.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think it was just a brief, you know, spin of bad luck right there. He went into the at bat with Joshua's music. He was 12-for-21, and now since playing Joshua's music, he's 0-for-12 with 5-6 strikeouts.
Seven.
Couple of questionable throws in there.
I think those throws were online. Who would have thought that Brandon Phillips would have been tagging?
caught Colby by surprise. He was still worried about the music.
So this music was so bad that it took...
threw him completely off his game.
A guy who had taken it to the next level, totally off his game.
Mm-hmm. Hadn't had a hit since.
I'll be your boy, Foy.
Slayton and Joshua were talking the girl next door to your party, and Joshua asked Slayton if he would be his representative. That would have been a match made in heaven.
And Slayton said no dice?
I guess he never did, because the king is texting me now saying, damn, I should have represented him.
He should have. How do you know who's going to make it big and who doesn't?
I think if you saw that performance, you knew.
Yeah.
You know.
May
I mean,
that's
like seeing Pools in April of 2001. You're like, okay.
Yeah, I'll be his agent.
Yep, it's going to be Saturday night. I mean, for InsideSTL.com, I'm going to peacock around a little bit if you don't mind.
You'll need security, I reckon.
For InsideSTL.com to have his first performance ever was huge.
Mm-hmm.
To have the exclusive rights to the picture of his album cover, huge. And to have his very second performance on Saturday night.
Nobody says very second performance. Say second.
It's the huge est.
How come he hasn't done any performances in between?
Do you see U2 performing every night?
I don't know if they go on tour. I'm guessing early on they did.
Nope.
When they're trying to make a name for themselves.
They would spread it out 8 months apart.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
I don't appreciate the comments left under the column so far.
What are they saying?
Joshua looks like a USDA grade A prime douchebag. I don't appreciate it. Somebody get the shears. Hey, guys, I have some questions about the release statement from Joshua. We have that exclusive on Inside STL this morning. You can see the picture of the album cover. Now, the comments so far, Charlie, are not going over real well with the Inside STL readers, and I don't like that. I have some questions about the release statement from Joshua. He is poised to take over St. Louis radio, it said. Don't you have to be on an FM station at least once to even begin to take over? He was discovered by Jaquan in a nightclub. What the hell was Joshua doing in the nightclub? There's no way he was singing. Most likely he was cleaning the restrooms and selling X. And Quan told him he would make him a star for a free hit. And what does locally and as far down as Florida mean? That must include this radio broadcast and some Cuban in Miami right off the boat that found the album being used to level a table and decided to use it to learn English. Other than that, it doesn't get heard. And the only way this album cover makes any sense is if that woman has a penis. It comes from the pedophile in all of us.
The pedophile
in all of us.
In all of us. Oh, man.
Jeez.
And why do I think that he might just win?
I know.
I'll be your boy, Foy. I'll be your boy, Foy.
He was locked in. If I've ever seen anyone locked in, it was Joshua on Saturday night. And it was really weird for me because I was like, all right, how much am I going to weigh? I'm not really sure. I've drank a lot. Oh, Joshua's on. All of those thoughts went away.
It was amazing. There were people dancing right in front of the stage.
There were people there early in the night that were like sitting on the stage hoping to get front row seats to see Joshua perform.
I'll be your boy, Foy. I'll be your boy, Foy.
I'm supporting Josh. Out of town supporting Josh. Yeah, I might as well support too.
Joshua and Jaquan.
Which Joshua are you talking about? The Joshua?
I think.
This your boy, Joshua.
The Joshua. Yeah.
That one?
It goes without saying. Joshua and Jaquan, he of Tipsy fame. You know, everybody in the club is getting tipsy.
I don't know that song, but if you hummed a few bars, maybe I could.
Well, it's
tipsy,
it.
Tipsy, tipsy. Everyone's getting tipsy, tipsy, tipsy.
Is that it?
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Oh, like it's that. Oakland funk. Got it now?
Kind of like mine. Mine's better. Tipsy, tipsy, tipsy.
Mm-hmm. I like your
tipsy,
version.
Tipsy, tipsy.
Nice are, going, guy.
They are going to be in studio at 8 o'clock.
We don't have enough seats.
It is our honor to be joined in studio by Joshua and Jaquan here on this radio program.
Wait, before we focus on you guys, can we just stop and enjoy ourselves for a minute? Because we're with you, and we want to peacock a little
Man,
bit.
Man, celebration.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Look
all,
at us.
It's all a celebration. Yeah. And, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm working on. Forget working on. It's already done. Celebration of Life. I did it like in 2 weeks. It's crazy. It's the new mixtape. It will be on iTunes, Walmart, all that. Josh got a lot going on, man. You know what I mean? With his new singles that's on iTunes. So please do support it. You know what I'm saying? Brought to you by Beats by Daquan. But
we've kind of grown together.
Yes, sir.
All right? Your song became a vital part of the show. Then it became Colby Rasmus's walk-up movie. Walk-up song. And even though he went 0-for-12 after that, we're not talking about
seven
that. We're focused
counts,
on.
But
now you're on another
it.
Station. You're on iTunes, and I understand your song on iTunes is doing very well.
Blowing
Tell
up.
Us.
Blowing up. That's all because of you guys.
Mostly me.
Boy Toy is killing it. Love Circus is doing well too. Boy Toy is absolutely blowing up. They got us on 107, running all the commercials, and they're getting ready to drop the single Boy Toy. Which
you
is
ain't heard the commercials on 107?
Oh, we know we play it. We play it on our station
y'all
here.
Play the commercials?
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
Free. We play it free.
Yes, we do. Because we're a fan. Yeah.
I like him. That's what he's going for. Straight up.
You are a big fan of free stuff.
I will go on record saying it's all because of you guys. Yeah, you guys started that off and I don't even know how to say thank you enough.
I'll be your boy, Foy. I'll be your boy, Foy.
The thing with Joshua is this. Is he gets nervous, I think, when he has to perform, which is a problem in that particular industry.
What does he do when the crowd likes him again? This is one of my favorite things.
They want you. They want you. They
See, now
want
he gets
you.
Get you going.
The judging portion of the evening, and we'll get into all this crap, winds up going a lot longer for a variety of reasons than anticipated. I thought that would probably go about a half hour. It wound up going an hour. A lot of that was because Timberfake was filibustering on the stage before he was escorted out. We'll get into that in a moment. But
there's a lot of little subplots.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
were there ever. I have about a 10-page text message from Brie Olson I'm looking forward to getting into also. But at 12:10, the judging comes to an end. So Joshua comes up to me at 12:10, and he goes, dude, I'm going on now. And I go, oh, are you really? I go, you'll go on when I say you're going on. And we have to wait and to have the girls walk the stage one more time. Then you will go up there and perform. And then after that, I mean, this thing was, you saw the itinerary. This thing was like done to the minute. Well, Joshua all of a sudden fancies himself as calling shots. I said, all right, Joshua, go ahead and go up there. The plan is for Joshua to do Flip You Over, which of course is sick.
Mm-hmm.
Then the ballad. Then he was going to, I thought he was going to walk off stage. He told me he was going to jump off stage. He's up there, he does Flip You Over, and I'm thinking he's going into the ballad. That's what the DJ's got planned, too.
Mm-hmm.
No. Goes right from Flip You Over into Boy Foy. And, of course, brings it strong. Stedman, do you have a little taste of that for the... take a listen. That video... There were people recording this like they had Bono on stage. And there's the one just confused. Gotta see this video. As he brings the heat. So he doesn't do the ballad. He just does two songs. And he bolts like the wind.
Left the party.
Yeah, I think he did walk off stage.
He had another gig.
No, he was doing Lines of Blow.
I don't know.
I don't think anybody told Sinatra what order he's going to sing his songs in.
So what do you think? He's like at the front going, all right, flip, ballad, boy, boy. Flip, ballad, boy, boy. Then he's on stage, just flipping, boy, boy. You think he just got nervous?
I saw him walk and he goes, we're going right into boy, boy, track 8, or track 2, whatever it is. He calls it Boy Toy. He doesn't know the real name is Boy Foy.
I'll be your Boy Foy. I'll be your Boy Foy.
Now, I deep tease this, and I think this is exciting for people, that Joshua will be signing autographs and handing out copies of his single, Flip You Over. Is there a problem over there, sir?
Sinus condition.
Excuse me.
You all right?
Yeah, it's choke. Bad breath. Sorry.
Most people choke when they have bad breath, don't they, Doug?
No, it's
okay.
I inhaled too much. Too much what? Just air. I have a phlegm in the throat.
Joshua will be signing autographs and handing out copies of his single Flip You Over on Thursday night. That's tonight, Doug.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you said friend Joshua.
He will be there at BB, which is a woman's clothing. I got too much air. A women's clothing store. It's chic place.
Is it?
I guess. At West County Mall. It will be tonight at BB. Some people say Bebe. I asked Anna Marie last night. I said, how do you pronounce it? People pronounce it both ways.
Is that former receiver from...
that's Don Bebe.
No?
I don't think that's him. This is B-E. B-E. He was B-E-E-B-E.
He took a lot of hits.
Fast as lightning.
You can always incorporate a sports discussion. And this is between 7 and 8 tonight he will be signing. It'll be much appreciated. And the song Flip You Over, I think, is about to take off.
We haven't heard that, have we?
Flip You Over?
Yeah.
There's the crowd reacting to it.
I thought that was a prison riot at Sing Sing.
So
people will know who he is? These women that go into shop for their chic clothing. They'll say, hey, who's the rock star? And it'll be Joshua.
I don't like the tone of the who's the rock star thing. If Mick Jagger were there signing, would somebody go, who's that?
Who's the rock star? Some people would, yeah.
I'd venture to guess that will draw people into the... I'm going to call it a boutique, and they're going to be there to get the autograph from Joshua and maybe pick up a strapless gown. So it's win-win.
It's a lot of excitement.
Business decision.
On a Thursday, on a weeknight, you're going to have that much excitement? I wouldn't recommend
it. St. Louis, right?
You think this is just something he'll be doing on his break from the 4 to close shift tonight at BB?
Oh, he works there. That's why he's there, because he was working there.
That's the insinuation.
Yes. I got it.
7 to 8, that's when this is going on. How much do you want to bet BB doesn't even know this event is going on tonight at their store? Yeah. Stedman has suggested that Iggy would like to cover this.
Iggy would be good?
Iggy would be good.
He'd be a little harsh with Joshua.
But though, Iggy, the key on this thing is what the cat can do so well, which is deliver asinine statements without laughing, which I cannot do at all. I think Iggy can do that. Joshua autograph signing tonight at the West County Mall BB, or Bebe, depending on how you pronounce it. Doug, how do you pronounce it when you go?
BB.
Yeah.
You ever seen the movie Spinal Tap?
I have I've heard great things. Never seen it.
There's a scene where the band is booked to sign their new album and no one shows.
Why would that be relevant to this?
Paul Schaefer played the record promo guy, and it was a good scene. I thought maybe you guys had seen it.
So Joshua's doing a signing. I don't think there's going to be one person that intentionally goes to it. Some high school kids made us get the man's autograph, but not knowing who the hell he is. I can just see these West County housewives walking by this 40-something tanned gentleman and jumping on board. Only if they were into imperial dyed hair gentlemen. Also, what if these fans want to hear him warble a little? Is he going to bring his computer voice? Also, do we know if this is for community service for some sort of incident he had? Thank you. That comes from Brian in Flowtown.
I look forward to seeing some pics from this event.
Non-gay is all over tonight.
I'll be your boy, Foy. I'll be your boy, Foy.
Do we have an audio postcard from Joshua's big event?
We have breaking news. We have breaking news, Doug. And as you know,
that's the only reason I came in today is to hear that.
I know, Doug. I know you took the family out there.
Well, we started to until the news broke.
Yep.
Jr. really was going to take his daughter out.
Was he really?
Yeah, I had to text him and let him know.
Joshua sent this text yesterday afternoon. Oh, boy, this wasn't easy.
If it's the news I think it is, I'm leaving.
Tim, don't send photographer. I'm real sick with flu. His representation is going to hand out CDs, T-O-O. So he was not able to make it last night to his autograph signing at BB at the West County Mall.
So has it been rescheduled?
We are working on finding that information out.
Somebody on, I believe it was the InsideSTL.com message board, suggested that they send a female there to meet Joshua. But when he introduces himself as, "Hi, I'm Joshua," they say, "Hi, I'm so-and-so. Could you pick me out those jeans in a size 2, please?" Oh. And see how he would have handled that.
I didn't see that thread.
I'll be your boy, Foy. I'll be your boy, Foy.
So Joshua was interviewed on the Bonita Show. And that airs on YouTube.
Hello, world. Welcome to the Bonita Show. I am here at Fat Buddha Studio, where we're going to record Joshua today. I'm with the singer, hip-hop artist, Joshua. Joshua, say hi to the world.
What's up, world? How are you?
Joshua, very talented. I've listened to some of your songs, Flip You Over, and you got about 12 tracks out there now. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about some of your music.
Oh, you know, we've got songs ranging from, you know, Boy Toy to Flip You Over.
I listen to Boy Toy.
Boy Toy's doing really well on the college circuit right now. And we have Love Circus, Jealous. That was done with Track Boys. Jaquan's featured on quite a few of my tracks.
Yeah, I saw that you and Jaquan have been hooking up quite a bit, doing some good stuff.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, he's so talented.
I'll be your boy, Foy. I'll be your boy, Foy.
We are seconds away from Joshua, as Tim Azell said on Fox 2, dropping some pleasant in your ear hole.
How we doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good to see you, man. Nice. What's going down? Tell me what you've been up to.
We're working on some singles. We're out there with Jaquan and produced by the Track Boys and Jaquan, and we got some singles on iTunes and YouTube, and things are going pretty well.
Yeah, you ready to show us a little something?
Let's do this. Let's flip you over.
All right, Joshua and the Affair on the 9 a.m.
Flip you over.
About all the pleasant my ear hole can take.
Did you say rip the penis from your mouth?
You're watching Fox 2 News.
What happened?
At 9 a.m.
It's cut him off.
You gotta hit a commercial. I mean, they've heard enough.
It's cut him off mid-performance.
Experiment.
Whew. All right.
What up, pleasant ear hole?
Wow.
I don't think so.
Wow.
I half expected someone like Benita Cornute to throw her undergarments up there. On the
I think there might have been a couple of curse words in there, no?
Didn't he say rip the penis from your mouth?
No, I believe panties.
That's what he said?
That's what the non-gay thinks.
Are the lyrics up somewhere online?
Come on now.
You can't say that on broadcast television.
I imagine Fox 2 will get a phone call or two.
Some old woman was watching this thinking Tim Azell is the second coming of George Carlin, and and she heard a gentleman who was born in 1986, allegedly, and he just said, rip the penis from your mouth.
I feel like
I
it's our fault.
Drinks,
I think it was panties.
Bangs, and I've used a few curse words.
You think it was panties? Either way,
using
he said,
context.
Either way, he said, rip the panties from your mouth,
you
or rip the penis.
Can't be said.
He was really into it. I love pancakes,
that was
by
a
the
pretty
way.
Good performance.
You betcha it was.
No, not really.
Was the non-gay running the audio mix for Joshua? I heard a great hi-hat cymbal beat. That comes from QX Boy 419.
Well,
QX Boy 419. Don't
tell anyone I'm gay, will you? And QX for Boy 19 replies, if you don't tell anybody, you blanked my blank.
Ah, boy.
Now, some of the reviews from the texters aren't positive. We must have had a bad Bad connection, Tim.
Is it possible they were listening to another program and got the wrong email address? Entirely
possible. You guys have wasted time in a lot of ways over the years, but that was by far the worst. John in Shrewsbury.
Thank you, John.
Somebody who is watching in the 618 says, is this guy serious?
Huh.
From the 314, my God, he sucks.
No.
I know he isn't listening to the show with a razor to his wrist waiting for the insults to fly. That comes from Dick Groats Gagger.
Dick Groats Gagger. I'll be your boy, Foy. I'll be your boy, Foy.
Uh-oh, new beat alert.
It's called Saddle Up Doug.
Outlaw.
It is a western too. It's got cowboy flair to it.
I'm with Doug at the club. Saddle up, Doug.
Listen to Joshua's newest beat.
Yes. I like it. It's like Kid Rock meets Jazzy Jeff. You get that?
I hear it. See, it's over Jaquan's tipsy, but it's Joshua. Genius.
Of all the songs I've heard, that is the most recent.
Now, wait a minute. You're telling me that this is just a song that has already been put out there with different lyric?
Yes.
In the biz, they call that sampling the cat.
Mm. Yeah, Chesterfield is big.
I know Vanilla Ice sample, but it was something different because it was ding, 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 ding. Not the same. I don't know if you remember that.
I know exactly of what you speak. David Bowie, Under Pressure.
Not the same. Ours is ding, 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 ding. Not the same.
I'll be your boy, Foy. I'll be your boy, Foy.
Joshua is here, and he's here to promote the fact that Little Angels on YouTube now has more than 50,000 views.
This is good.
Back good morning. Hey.
There he is.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
What's going on, morning show? Here we are.
Give us an idea of how things progressed in 2011.
You know, it started off with the show with you guys. That was a good show.
And on the story of the year.
Yep. We shot the Outlaw video this summer. That
in Merrimack Caverns?
Merrimack Caverns. And then we jumped into Little Angels in September and October. Obviously, people are enjoying the song, and I hope that 2012 is going to be even bigger. We keep moving forward, and we've got some new tracks that we've been working on with Jaquan and the Track Boys.
What's Jaquan up to these days?
Jaquan is he's a pimp now out in Vegas.
He's a pimp. He's moved on.
Yeah, he's pimping out in Vegas, and he's kicking it out there pretty hard. It's hard to even talk to
him again.
It's hard to even talk to the guy. Merry Christmas to all St. Louis. Thanks for everybody's support. Tim, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug Vaughn, I really don't know you, sir.
That's all right, John.
It's very nice to meet you.
I'll be your boy, Foy. I'll be your boy, Foy.
We are in negotiations with a couple of musical artists.
Can't say just, because of those restrictions.
Joshua is one of them.
Mm.
But he has asked for a pretty penny.
So Joshua, whose career has catapulted, thanks in large part...
I agree with you, sir.
...to his attention that he gets from this show, and a great voice. Mm. We all agree.
Yeah, voice.
Now is asking for...
Doug said, yeah, voice.
A lot of money.
Money.
To appear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say it is a legitimate lot of money. Yeah. So I'm going to make an offer, but it might be like Bill DeWitt to Albert Pujols, and it might upset him. And if it doesn't work out, then that will probably end his relationship with this show.
Oh.
And then he also wants hotel rooms.
A hotel room?
Rooms. Notice
it's
that
just it's an afternoon party, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Here in town.
From 12 to 8, right downtown. They're a Lumiere place, there on the old man, the old miss.
I was part of the presentation. And
you've been there for 4 years.
There was absolutely no need for a hotel room.
You did not request one.
You drive down there for something that starts at noon. You drive down, and when it's over, you go home.
We packed it last year. I know it'll be a good crowd this year, plus because it's the Girl Next Door of the Year thing. Those girls will be ratcheting it up. So...
Can I make you an offer?
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'd love to have Joshua there, but I just don't think it's going to make sense. The issue is Joshua wants to perform while the girls walk the runway so he can be like the Victoria's Secret
Oh, yeah.
The cat, you think that's a bad move?
Let's just kind of shrink down what we're expecting from Joshua. That way there's no illusion that there's going to be a huge paycheck associated with it. He could use a little exposure. You're willing to lay out a little Jack here and there.
Mm-hmm.
You've taken a lot of Jack out of this city. But you put some back in.
Mm. Well,
let's
we'll
get this done. And let's get this done.
I'm trying.
I'll be your boy, Foy. I'll be your boy, Foy.
Notice the end of the Joshua era.
So we were going to discuss it.
No, I'll discuss it. I'm just saying it's over. Stedman, I understand you're very happy with that development. Stedman was there yesterday.
Are we going to find a new act to be the musical voice
like
of this program?
LFO's pretty sick.
Shredder.
I tip my cap to Shredder.
Shredder's a nice dude.
Well, I tip my cap to him for grinding through it. That had to be brutal.
I think it takes some of the pressure off if you're following Joshua.
And it was funny. I said, Shredder, way to go, way to get through it. You know, I mean, I was kind of making fun of him, but I did appreciate the fact that he went through with the whole thing. And Larry Nichols says, you've got a future in rap, dude. Said that up on stage. And then Joshua came up from his seat. Where I think he was hitting on an Inside STL staff member, but I haven't confirmed that yet. And
Blue Buddha.
And he came up and like gave Shredder a handshake, like, yeah, now you're in.
You're in the
We're
rap
brothers.
Game, yo. So now you need a new musical act.
I'm fine for the time being.
You're listening to Swope's Picks on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM. And InsideSTL.com.
And we're pleased now to be joined by the great Jay Boyd. Jay Boyd, what's up?
Buck Flo, afternoon. How are you today, sir? It's great to make a return to Swope's Picks. Sometimes this is a milestone moment for me.
We're glad to have you back.
Thank you, sir.
We're talking about Joshua, the Joshua, and you were at Inside STL for, I think, the entire... whatever you want to call kind of the Joshua era, which was loosely from the GND party in January to, or the GND of the year / AFC NFC championship party in January 2010 through the same event, I think 2012 was kind of, I think that was the last GND event and also the last Joshua performance. Let's start with the first one. You had Jaquan. What do you remember about, and where was that? Where was it the first year? I forget. Was that at,
it was a Lumiere.
Okay. So what were you, I mean, it's so ridiculous that Jaquan played an Inside STL event. What do you remember about that night?
That whole thing with Jaquan even being associated with, Joshua, the music entity, was always puzzling to me. I don't know if Joshua had some, you know, illicit photos of Jaquan or some kind, or, you know, had something over him and forced him to be a part of it. But, you know, the song that they did at that event was actually, you know, on a Joshua scale, it was okay, you know, because Jaquan was involved and kind of gave it a little bit of legitimacy, at least. I think when we get into the later performances of, you know, Joshua by himself, is really when the magic kind of happened. And the whole thing with Joshua was, I don't think, and I'm not sure any of us ever found out if he was really, you know, aware that everyone looked at it like a joke. I mean, he you know, claimed to be a 25-year-old gentleman from Jefferson County, when he was, you know, probably early to mid 40s, and probably spent quite a bit of money in the tanning booth and in the JNCO jeans and bedazzling various vests and things like that. But to see his star kind of rise and fall at the same time, it was something else, Buck.
So I know that there's stories about him being very nervous backstage leading up to these events. And do you remember, I think at one, I have a line that McKernan mentions, they want you or something like that. Do you remember that? Were you around for any of that? Can you speak to any of Joshua's pre-performance jitters?
You know what? I can in some ways. I mean, one of the performances that really sticks out in my mind was Joshua's 6 feet being laid down at the sidebar on a 2-foot-high stage. I think that'll be put up with the Beatles at Busch Stadium in St. Louis music history. You know, as far as kind of seminal moments in the history of our city. And, you know, it was so weird, you know, looking at some of the videos and things of his performances over the years and just seeing the horrified look on people's faces if they didn't really think it was real, but they couldn't believe that they were actually witnessing it happen. It was something that I certainly will never forget. And I think as Inside STL fans, you know, maybe new fans to the show kind of missed that whole moment in time. But I would highly suggest that you do a YouTube search or an Inside STL search of the Outlaw video being performed with a larger, 50-year-old woman from Jefferson County in like a, in a Texas flag bikini. Those are the types of things that Joshua brought to the table. So
yeah, there is a lot on YouTube. I would recommend anyone go and search, maybe just search Inside STL Joshua on YouTube. There's a lot out there. And really, to fully experience the magic, you really need the visual. You really need to understand. And it's so out of left field. Like, why? What planet did he come from? And why is he associated with Jaquan? Jaquan, who had a number 2 hit on the Billboard Top 100. Like, Jaquan as legitimate, maybe a tear down from Nelly. But as far, in terms of, like, St. Louis, you know, musical performers in the last 30 years, there's not, I don't know of anyone else who had a number 2 hit besides Nelly and Jaquan.
I mean, I put him in that class for sure.
And then there's Joshua, and then there's Joshua, who is just a guy from, Fox High School, who I think there was some question over his sexual orientation, and I think there's some questions about his age, and, we don't really know where he is now. I guess he's kind of dropped off the map.
Maybe one day we'll have Behind the Music of Joshua, and we'll find him, perhaps running some sort of lumber yard down in Pheasants. That's kind of what I would say.
And it did seem like kind of the whole Joshua phenomenon ran its course around the time of the 2012 festivities, the AFC-NFC Championship Party. And that was the same one that Shredder performed at. But I guess Joshua had put in, or I don't know what his demands were, but he was requesting, a pretty significant he wanted a financial payout, but he also wanted like rooms comped for his entourage.
Look, we're talking about legitimate Hoosier folk here that demand everything be comped because they think they're friends of some sort of faux celebrity.
They're not in on the
in
joke.
In reality, he was one of the butts of the joke. So I highly recommend people going to check it out to find out what they missed, and maybe we'll dig him back up someday.
And another thing that's puzzling, and I don't know how well you remember this, but he was going to do an in-store appearance autograph signing at Bay in West County Mall, I think on like a Thursday night, and then it got postponed or canceled, and he ended up, because he had the flu, and he wasn't able to go. But
I also believe they didn't have enough crowd control barriers.
Didn't have enough
for that performance as well. So it's too bad, because can you imagine what a signed Joshua headshot would be going for right now on eBay?
I mean, I can imagine the non-gay audio postcard covering the event and what was lost in that not coming to fruition. But
a time to be alive, Buck. What a time to be alive, and little angels will always live on, sir.
For people that just got into the show maybe within the last 3 years, the idea that there was this, an AM sports talk station was going to be used to promote, and this was 1380 at the time that it started, so this was the sex shop era, that it was going to be used to promote a, I'm not even sure what genre you would call Joshua, but regardless, a pop star, and you're going to use this platform of a AM sports talk station to promote it, kind of a questionable model, but, you know, McKernan is good at promoting things in non-traditional ways. So, I mean, and they did, they gave him a lot. I mean, he did achieve some degree of success and notoriety. Colby Rasmus used his music as the walk-up music, and then went from, you know, having almost like an MVP type start to a season to probably never really being the same, and ultimately getting run out of town.
I believe he went 0-4 after he used that first walk-up.
I think it was worse than that. I mean, he went 0-4 that night. I think it was a Friday night, so then they, you know, by the time they brought it up on the Monday show, he had gone like 0-12. Colby, I mean, and if you have to think, if there was a better St. Louis athlete to associate with Joshua, like just over the entire Inside STL era, Colby Rasmus almost you couldn't have picked a better player to link with Joshua.
100%. I think Colby Rasmus, I believe, once drank a full glass of red wine while eating a giant burrito at an Inside STL event.
Yeah, probably
so
2009.
Seems like, you know, Joshua is kind of the wine burrito pairing of St. Louis music.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. Anything else you can think of that we haven't discussed about Joshua, or just those crazy, the GND era in terms of the Inside STL events?
Nothing that I can think of, Buck. That was just a special time in our lives when we got to hang out at.
Yeah, now we're in a different era. We're in the Hot Shots TMA Live era, and
the best era.
Right.
All right, sir. Well, I appreciate it. It's always great to join you on Swope's Pick and keep up the good work.
All right, we'll see you at the next TMA Live. Have a good one.
You're listening to Swope's Picks on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Swope here, reminding you that all episodes of Swope's Picks are available for download at InsideSTL.com. You can also find Swope's Picks on iTunes in the comedy section under S for Swope. Swope here to tell you about the Power of the Giraffe. The Power of the Giraffe provides care packages to cancer patients at local area hospitals. Founded by longtime TMA listener Dale Alcorn, whose wife Carol battled cancer for many years before passing away in 2015, The Power of the Giraffe is about us sticking our necks out to make a difference for others. You know, one of the side effects of cancer is the isolation. At times, it's like your family is alone against the world. Having been through all that, Dale and his family are using the Power of the Giraffe to break through that isolation and provide a lift for local families who are fighting cancer today. When you're going through something like that, every little bit helps. The care packages are delivered unsolicited. Nobody knows they're coming, it's always a surprise. And each package includes a stuffed giraffe, a tribute to Carol, as well as a reminder that you're not alone in this battle. Care packages go to patients at facilities throughout the region, including Siteman, Alton Memorial, St. Anthony's, Anderson Hospital, St. Louis University Hospital, St. Louis Children's Hospital, and Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. The Power of the Giraffe is a purely volunteer operation by Dale and the Giraffe Army. For every $100 raised, that's 8 care packages delivered. They've gone from providing 250 care packages in 2015 to around 350 last year, and they've already delivered 550 in less than 3 months of 2017. The goal is to grow it to a point where every cancer patient in the region receives a care package. The third annual Power of the Giraffe 5K is coming up on Saturday, April 22nd at Alton Riverfront Park. Sign up and learn more at thepowerofthegiraffe.org. Once again, I'd like to thank Jay Boyd for joining us. Special thanks to Dale Alcorn and the Power of the Giraffe. Support the sponsors that support Swope.
Well, get on with it, motherfucker.
Get on with it, motherfucker.
Well, get on with it, motherfucker.
You've been listening to Swope's Picks. Enjoy the matchup.
Kind of pervy, right?
Well, hello, everybody.
When you were in high school, did you ever think about sleeping with one of the parents?
The twinkish little inbreed. Yeah.
What twinks? I don't know about no twinks.
He is now naked and hiding in your closet at home.
They're going to be in the closet when you wake up in the morning.
Congratulations, bro.
What is poly?
And I think it's like having multiple girlfriends or wives.
Dumped, cheated on, or invisible in the room to your significant other.
Kind of pervy, right?
Balls deep in Lent.
Balls deep in Lent.
Well, he's one of those rare hairless bears.
Hairless bear. An Afton man in cutoff jeans.
Who let the dogs out?
God, he was hot.
You know, maybe accidentally rub up against.
Circle jerk.
Hot cross buns, hot cross buns.
Sing it like you mean it.
2 pence, 4 pence, 6 pence a dollar. All for Kirkwood. Stand up and holler. Yay.
Balls deep in Lent.
Big release, big release.
Oh, no, look. Oh, right on the email. Look at that. Oh.
What's wrong with you?